Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. We are continuously discussing about the oldest literature of human beings, the Vedas. We discussed a lot about its origin, content, and in the last class, we could narrate little bit about the science content in the Vedas. Now, today we have to go slightly deep into the subject, which everyone should try to understand. It is said that we have got four Vedas, Chaturveda. How these Vedas got composed, you know? You can see hundreds of rishis. They composed the suktas, the hymns, of their own interest. Some people looked at the human life and wrote the hymns in the most beautiful poetic way, and they kept it there itself. Some rishis were interested in the nature. Some rishis were interested in the philosophical aspect. Some rishis were interested in sociological. Some rishis anthropological. Some rishis on scientific. Some rishis on economics, prosperity. Some rishis on purushartha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Some rishis on prayer. Some rishis on divinity, the cosmic system, and so on. Just like nowadays we have got so many poets composing different types of poems, so many painters painting different type of pictures, so many drawing masters who are drawing the nature or different types of pictures of their choice. There are people who are writing the novels of their interest. There are people who are writing, who are making movies of their choice. In olden days, thousands and thousands of years ago, the people, the rishis composed the poems. Maybe 20 lines, sometimes maybe 5 lines, sometimes very small. This is about water. Krishna Savartamano Nimeshayana Amritam Martyam Jakiranyayena Savidaradena Devo Yadi Bhuvanani Pashyanna Aapyaya Swasamedu Devishvata Soma Vrishnyam Bhavavajasya Sangade Samagni Ragni Bekara Channastavad Surya Samvato Vakturavapasnidaha. This is about 9 planets, Navagrahas. So like this, they have composed different poems. What Krishna Dvaibhayana Vedavyasa did, Vedavyasa classified all these hymns written by the great Vedic rishis into four classes. Into four classes. What was the basis of classification of Veda? The pure knowledge-based mantras, pure messages, they were composed in Rig Veda. They were piled up or aggregated or grouped together in Rig Veda. So Rig Veda gives you directly the messages. And part of Rigvedic mantra and also part of other mantras which were not included in Rig Veda, used for performing yagas, used for performing yajnas, used for performing rituals, they were all compiled in Yajurveda. So pure messages in Rig Veda, some of the Rig Vedic mantras plus additional mantras meant for performing different type of yaga, Soma yaga, Adhidatra yaga, Ashwamedha yaga, Vajapeya yaga, from Ekaha, Yajna yaga performed in one day, to Sahasraha, those yagas performed in 1,000 days. These are all compiled as karma kanda in Yajurveda. So Rig Veda, pure messages known as Jnana Kanda. So they are giving the Jnanam, messages, knowledge. And Yajurveda mantras, some mantras from Rig Veda are also taken. Some other mantras were also taken. They were included in Yajurveda, mainly used for performing yagas. Then the question comes, what is Samaveda? Samaveda, you can see, about 5,500 mantras were taken from Rig Veda and very, very few from Yajurveda, and then chanted in the most musical way, beautiful musical way. So Samaveda is known as Samagana. Samaveda is known as Samagana. Rig Veda and Yajurveda have got 10 Shrutis, whereas Samaveda has got 14 Shrutis. 14 Shrutis are there. And Samaveda chanted like the most beautiful music or the song chanted by the fishermen when they are going to the ocean for fishing. Beautiful way it is chanted. And suppose you are listening to Veda, Samaveda mantra. I used to tell to Muslims, you used to chant the Quran the way it used to be chanted. Then you listen to the Samaveda mantra, how it is chanted for the last 4,000 to 5,000 years. Quran got composed 1,300 years ago, whereas 4,000, 5,000 years ago, how the Samaveda mantras got chanted. So it is Samagana. Samaveda has got independent existence only through the way in which they are chanted. Content-wise, they are the same as mentioned in Rig Veda. Majority of the Samaveda mantras are from Rig Veda. Very few mantras were also taken from Yajurveda. And Samaveda, independent Samaveda has got only 57 mantras belonging exclusively to Samaveda. Remaining 5,400 mantras are taken from Rig Veda and Yajurveda. So now we got an idea, classification of Rig Veda, purely based on collecting the hymns from the rishis composing, containing the messages for the nature, human beings and everything connected with the nature. Yajurveda has got mantras meant for performing yagas, which include partly from Rig Veda mantra also. Samaveda's independent mantras are only 57 lines. All 5,000 and old mantras were taken from Rig Veda, little bit from Yajurveda, but they are chanted in an entirely different way. As music, you can see when you are listening Samaveda, if you have got a real interest in Samaveda, it's a so beautiful, melodious, and majority of the so-called modern musician may not be in a position to chant Samaveda because it has got 14 Shrutis going up, down. And the last Veda is known as Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda is also equally important But there is a wrong impression that Atharva Veda is not belonging to the original Veda group. Some people wrongly say that Atharva Veda is the Veda of the people belonging to other legion. These are all wrong. You can see, some people say Atharva Veda contains black magic. Absolutely wrong. So, equally good mantras are there in Atharva Veda, but the speciality is that Atharva Veda deals with the subject matter connected with the common people. That's the importance. Atharva Veda deals with agriculture, the health of the people, the disease, the medicinal part, the housewarming celebrations, the marriage celebrations, and also about the nature, Radharohana Mantra, the consecration of a temple, and also the Abhishekam, Rajapattabhishekam, the king is consecrated in the chair, and so on. So connected with the common man, common people, common group, common society, and about the nation. Slightly different from other Vedas. Slightly different from other Vedas. And majority of the Atharva Veda Mantra, the content you can understand from its name itself. Say for example, Krimi Nashana Mantra. Krimi Nashana Mantra. Shatru Samhara Mantra. Rada Arohana Mantra. Jwara Nashana Mantra. Kushta Nashana Mantra. Similarly, you can see hundreds and hundreds of diseases for the curing of those diseases. 4 lines, 6 lines, or 10 lines, or 20 lines. Mantras are used or were used. Those are all compiled in Atharva Veda. Remember that many of the Rig Veda mantras are there in Atharva Veda. Some of the Yajurveda mantras are also there in Atharva Veda. As you know, Rig Veda and Yajurveda mantras are taken for chanting Samagana, so we need not tell that one. From Samaveda, mantras are taken to Atharva Veda. It's not there. So, some Rigveda mantra, very few Yajurveda mantras are also available in Atharva Veda mantra. So, remember, Atharva Veda is no way inferior. Atharva Veda is no way rejected. Atharva Veda mantras deal with the black magic is an absolutely clear superstition. So, Veda mantras convey all these messages. Now, another important thing what we should at least listen, even though we may not study it very well, Veda mantras, Rigveda mantra chanting, Yajurveda mantra chanting, and Atharva Veda mantra chanting, almost the same. Say for example, Sahasra Shirisha Purisha Sahasraksha Sahasravada Sabhomim Vishwato Vritva Tyatishta Tishangulam Purushaye Vedam Sarvam Yat Bhudam Yat Chabhavyam Udamrutatvasye Chanaha Yadannena Tirohadiye Davanasya Mahima Atojyayagamscha Purushaha. Rigveda Mantra Chanting. Yajurveda Mantra Chanting. Namaste Rudramanya Vavutodaishave Namaha. Namaste Astudhanvane Bhagubhyamudate Namaha. Yatayishu Shivadama Shivam Babuvate Dano. Shivasharvyaya Tavatayano Rudramradaya. Yate Rudra Shivatanura Gora Bhavakashini. Tayanastano Vahasandama Yagirishanda Vijakashihi. Yamisham Girishanda Haste Vivarshyastave. Shivam Giritradam Guru Mahiyam Se Purisham Jagada. Shive Navajasa Tva Girisha Chavadamasi. This is Yajurveda Mantra chanting. As I chanted earlier, you can see Apsume Somo Apravida Apokishtamayo Bhavastana Urje Dadadana அஹேரணாய சக்ஷாசேயோ வசிவதமோ ரசஹ தஸ்ய பாதய தேஹ நாயசதீர் வமாதரா தஸ்மாத் அரங்கமாம போயஸ்ய க்ஷயாய ஜின்வாதா ஆபோஜனயதா ஜனஹ. திஸ் இஸ் அதர்வ வேத மந்திரம். சோ ஆல்மோஸ்ட் ஆல் த த்ரீ வேதாஸ், ரிக்வேதா, யஜுர்வேதா அண்ட் அதர்வ வேதா ஆர் சாண்டட் இன் த சேம் வே. Whereas Samaveda, it is different. Agnimele Purohidam Yajnasya Uva 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 Deva Mrutvijam Uva Uva Uva. I have given only an example. I have not gone deep into the Samaveda, just to inform you that it is different from other Veda mantra chanting. I chanted here. So, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Adharva Veda chanting remain almost the same. Samagana is a purely long musical way of chanting. Now coming to the next important point, remember that all over the world, if you are taking Rigveda, all over the world, people chant in three ways. People chant in slightly different three ways. First way is Kerala Nambudiri way. Kerala Nambudiri chant Rigveda in a particular way known as Shaunaka Shiksha. Just for your understanding, don't go deep into that. Say for example, Shaunaka Shiksha, Kerala Nambudris, only Kerala Nambudris chant like that, but Agnimedhe Purohitam Yajnasya Devamrutvijam Hotaram Yajnadhatamam அக்னி பூர்வே பிர்விஷிபிரீட்யோ நூதனைருதா. This is Nambudiri way of chanting, Shaunaka Shiksha. There is another way of chanting, Yajnavalkya Shiksha. All South Indian Vedic scholars chant like this. All South Indian scholars chant like this and the mantra chanted in Shaunaka Shiksha few seconds back, I shall chant in Yajnavalkya Shiksha. Agnimele Purohitam Yajnasya Devamrutvijam Hodaram Ratnadadamam Agnipurve Evyarshi Vidhidyo Nudanairuta சதேவாங் ஏகவக்ஷதி அக்னினா ஆரயமஸ்னவத் போஷாமேவ திவே தீவே யசசம் வீரவத்தமம் அக்னேயம் யஜ்ஞமத்வரம் விஸ்வதப்பரிபூரசி சயித்தேவேஷு கச்சதி அக்னிர்ஹோதா கவிக்ராது சத்யச்சித்ரஸ்ரவஸ்தமஹ தேவோ தேவே விராகாமத. யஜ்ஞவல்க்ய சிக்ஷா. So all over the world, if you are taking one Veda, Rigveda, Rigveda is chanted in three different ways, but all the rules of chanting remain the same. All the rules of Veda mantra chanting remain the same, but slightly they will be following differently. So Kerala Nambudiri way I chanted known as Shaunaka Shiksha. And South Indian way, Yajnavalkya Shiksha. North Indian way, Narayana Shiksha. Agnimidhe Purohitam Yajnasya Devamrutvijam Hotaram Ratnadhatamam Agnipurve Virshivira Idyo Niyudanairuta Sadevanga Yehavakshati Sa அக்னி நாரயமஸ்னவத பூஷாமேவ திவே தீவே யசசம் வீரவத்தமம் ரிகாரம். எவ்ரிவேர் ends in ரிகாரம். சோ திஸ் ஆர் த ப்ரிலிமினரி நாலேஜ். டோன்ட் வரி வெதர் யூ குட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஆர் யூ குட் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தென் for not understanding, why did I explain it here? If you are asking such a question, my answer is that many people wrongly interpret the Vedas, many people wrongly explain the Vedas. Unfortunately, even the Vedic scholars do not know these differences, the real meanings, the messages, etc. Of course, I am also not that clearly knowledgeable, but still, when I used to take classes for different type of people, naturally I am expected to know what are the Vedas and why they are compiled like this, what are the messages, experiences and other things present in the Vedas. These questions used to come. So, when I have to give the answer, I should learn that. So, for the last 40 years, I was fortunate enough to go through these Vedas, particularly after coming to Trivandrum for the last 32 years. Under the Vedic scholars, I am trying to learn the Vedas. But remember that learning of Veda has got only a beginning. It does not have an end. Veda mantra learning is a very complicated system. And now you know about Rig Veda, how the Veda mantras are compiled. Different rishis wrote the poems. Krishna Dvaibhayana Veda Vyasa compiled it into Jnana, messages all compiled in Rig Veda. Mantras used for performing yagas compiled in Yajurveda. Majority of the Rig Veda mantra and small bit of Yajurveda mantra, total numbering about 5100 or so, and independently 57 mantras of Samaveda. They were chanted in the most musical way as Samagana. Atharva Veda has got the mantras whose content, subject matter is generally connected with the common man. And Atharva Veda is also equally important when compared to that. After classifying the four Vedas, the Indian speciality is that the knowledge never got stagnant. You can see in Quran, no addition is permitted, no deletion is permitted. In Bible also, no addition is permitted, no deletion is permitted. Because always the Quran and Bible used to be quoted by telling the number of the chapter and the number of the line. Sixth chapter, seventh line, Jehovah tells like this. But this number is not applicable in the case of Veda mantras, mainly because after classifying the Vedas into four groups, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Samaveda and Atharva Veda, Krishna Dvaibhayana Veda Vyasa gave the four Vedas to his disciples and told them to do addition, deletion, modification and correction. I repeat that sentence. The Paramaguru Veda Vyasa, Vyasaya Vishnarupaya Vyasarupaya Vishnave, Vyasarupaya Vishnave. So Veda Vyasa, after classifying the total poems, hymns into four classes, gave the four Vedas to four disciples and told them to do addition, deletion, modification and spread the Veda mantras in your own way. So that freedom existed in India for the last many thousand years. Never Veda Vyasa said, whatever I have done, don't do anything further. Whatever I have done is the last and further addition, deletion, modifications are not permitted. He never said like that. He told, knowledge should grow, it should expand just like the river flowing, knowledge should flow. And every shishya, student has got the freedom to further expand, further add, further delete or further modify the knowledge. Because knowledge should never get stagnated. Stagnation is death. life is growth. That is what happened for other religious literature. The religious literature composed 2000 years ago may not be applicable exactly in the same way nowadays. Religious literature created 1300 years ago cannot be applied exactly in the same way nowadays. So addition, deletion, modifications are needed, which was permitted in India, including in Vedas. But whenever somebody modified that Veda, that modified version will be known under the name of that particular disciple. That's why it came. Rig Veda has got Shakala Shaga, recomposed by Shakala Maharshi. Bhaskala Shaga, recomposed by Bhaskala Maharshi. Sangyayana Shaga, Rig Veda recomposed by Sangyayana Maharshi. Kaushidagi Shaga, recomposed by Kaushidagi Maharshi. Remember that these four are now available. There were 27 versions, recensions. All other 23 got lost. All other 23 Rig Veda recensions got lost. Only four are available now. Among these four, much differences are not seen. A few words or few lines or different type of classifications are given in the four. Similarly, Yajurveda, 108 recensions are there. 108 recensions, of which about 35 are available now. Remaining got lost. So, they are known as Chagalina Shaga, Haradraviya Shaga, Kanva Shaga, Vishwamitra Shaga. Like that, each Shaga is known under a specific Rishi, who was lucky enough, fortunate enough to take the original Veda from the hands of Vedavyasa, and further it went penetrated down to different generations of the students, and they did addition, deletion and modifications. Then that came to know in his own way, and he started spreading to his own students. Similarly, Samaveda has got 1000 recensions, of which about 40 or 50 are available now. Others are not available. About Atharva Veda, 52 recensions are available. Atharva Veda, 52 recensions are available. Majority of which got lost. Only very, very few are there. So remember, knowing the Vedas is not that simple. That's why people used to say you need not learn Vedas. And nobody said you should not learn Vedas. You need not learn Vedas. You need not have to learn Vedas. Because it is complicated. It is difficult. Unlike learning or reading Ramayana or Mahabharata or Puranas, studying Vedas is not that easy. So whenever I am explaining all these points today to you, you might have got the depth of complication in that. Remember that I am not an expert in Vedas. Whatever I have studied for the last 40 years, I just presented it to you. Those who are interested in knowing the Vedas and Hindu Dharma should go to. So that's why it is specifically explained in English. That's why it's specifically explained in English instead of Malayalam or other languages. Thank you very much. My pranams to you. Thanks a lot.